Israel's military investigation concluded there is a high probability that three Israeli hostages were killed during a November airstrike aimed at eliminating a Hamas Northern Gaza Brigade chief.
The families were informed last week by Israel Defense Forces officials who stated that a comprehensive inquiry revealed the deaths were due to IDF actions. IDF officials and hostage families have begun to disclose the investigation's results. On December 14th, three bodies were discovered in a tunnel in Jabalia, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Eight migrants attempting to cross the English Channel from France in a small rubber boat died, officials confirmed.
The vessel, carrying around 60 individuals from countries including Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, and Iran, encountered difficulties in waters north of Boulogne-sur-Mer in the northern Pas-de-Calais region, the BBC reported. Authorities were alerted at 1 a.m. local time. The boat was seen heading toward a beach in Ambleteuse, but rescue teams were unable to assist from the sea, the French Coast Guard said. Benjamin Wright reporting.
At least 100 people have died in Myanmar due to flooding and landslides triggered by Typhoon Yagi, officials reported.
Dam bursts, house collapses, and mass flooding have wreaked havoc in the Asian nation, said Zor Mintun in an audio statement posted by RT India on X. He stated that 113 people had been confirmed dead, with an additional 64 missing. Yagi is Asia's most powerful storm this year, having already impacted Vietnam, Laos, the Chinese island of Hainan, and the Philippines. Chris Anderson reporting.
At least 15 people were killed and 40 others were seriously burned in a gasoline tanker explosion in Haiti, according to the country's prime minister.
16 of the injured were transferred to hospitals in Fond-des-Blancs and Les Cayes near the accident site in the NIP department, Prime Minister Gary Kinnear posted on the X social media platform. Initial reports suggested the explosion occurred in an area known as Morne Calbassier in Miragoain, Haiti. Paul Gomez reported.
This is the latest news headlines.
A vehicle veered into oncoming traffic on a Dallas interstate and collided with two other vehicles, resulting in four deaths, police reported.
The multi-vehicle crash occurred around 1 p.m. Saturday on Interstate 45 in southeast Dallas, according to police spokesperson Michael Dennis. A preliminary investigation determined that a vehicle was traveling northbound on I-45 when it struck a second vehicle and then crossed the median into southbound traffic, colliding with two more vehicles, Lawrence Keller reporting.
A Pennsylvania man has pleaded no contest to charges of killing his father and stepmother with a sword in their home nearly 5 years ago.
Court documents show that 43-year-old LeVar Fountain entered no contest pleas to third-degree murder charges in York County Court earlier this month, thereby avoiding a trial that was set to begin this week. First-degree murder counts, which would have carried a mandatory life sentence without parole, were dismissed. Fountain's sentencing is scheduled for November 8th. Kyle Norris reporting.
A Waffle House employee was shot and killed in North Carolina by a customer who became agitated and verbally abusive after placing his order, according to Laurinburg Police.
Officers responded to a report of shots fired shortly after midnight Friday at a Waffle House in Laurinburg, where they found 18-year-old Burley Dawson Locklear with a gunshot wound, police said. Locklear was taken to Scotland Memorial Hospital, where he later died. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Favorable weather and relentless efforts by firefighters are helping to contain a trio of destructive wildfires in California, state and local officials announced.
The most significant of these blazes, the Line Fire near San Bernardino, Cala, was 25% contained as of 1:13 p.m., according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Some evacuation orders had been lifted, but others affecting 44,000 homes and commercial buildings in San Bernardino County. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.